Here, let's talk power outage first. It's been restored, but can you tell us what the cause of that was?
CSU believes that it could have been a lightning strike, but it was power was restored in short order. So there were, I think, about 230 customers affected, and within a few minutes, crews were able to do what they needed to do to get power restored. So we appreciate that.
So what it means is that you left your house to go to work. The power went out. You're going to have to go back and reset your microwave clock again, because it'll be flashing 12 or something
that
when you get
correct.
Home. Right. You have a guest?
I do. Actually, first time to the show. This is Josh Cowling, who is Assistant Director with Kids Club.
Josh, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We played Jethro Trivia, but to be honest with you, we're pressed for time today. But anyway, we'll do that next time.
All right.
So Kids Club, some people may know about it, but if not, give us the kind of the 411 on that.
Well, Kids Club is an after-school program. It's a joint venture of both the City of College Station Parks and Rec and CSISD Community Education. We operate in the 8 elementary schools in College Station ISD and the 2 intermediates from about 2:45 to 6:15 in the afternoon. We set up, craft for the kids, gym game for the kids. We provide snacks, and it's just a great opportunity for the kids to come to after school so they're not going home just sitting on the computer watching TV, providing a very enriching and extracurricular activities in the afternoon.
Do they need to sign up for it, register for it? How do they get a chance to participate?
They do have to register. They go through our CSISD Community Education Office to do that. We do have a registration website, but they'll still need to go through our community education office to get signed up and everything.
Okay, and they don't necessarily have to go every day if they want to do 2 days a week or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. They pay monthly, or you can pay by the semester, or you can already go ahead and pay for the full year, but you can choose which days you want to go.
Okay, is there a rate scale somewhere where we can have a look at that?
There is a rate scale. If you go online to either our Kids Club website, which is www.cstx.gov/kidsclub, or you can go on to the CSISD website and you can find Kids Club on there as well.
Do you do anything during the summer?
During the summer, we don't have any programming. We're just getting ready for the next school year, trying to get everything taken care of that we need to for August. We have a lot of things that we're doing in this coming school year. We've kind of pulled back our club system, and our enrichment clubs are where we break the kids down into different focuses on what they're interested in and allow them to go to those things for about 45 minutes during our days on Tuesdays and Thursdays through the week. And so we'll be working on that a lot this summer just in our programming office. But we don't offer anything specifically for the kids over the summer. I do know that CSISD has a program through solely themselves, which is summer day camp. And if people would like to register for that, they can by calling community education over at CSISD as well.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the information this morning.
Thank you.
What else you got?
Real quick, I'm looking back at Josh. Are you guys hiring for Kids Club?
We just finished up our applicant orientation a couple weeks ago, but we are still looking to fill a few spots. So same thing, if you would go to the cstx.gov/kidsclub, you can find our information on there. We have our application, and we actually accept applications year-round, so if we have any open availability that we can fill those spots.
Generally, what kind of people are you looking for?
We're looking for college age is what we aim our focus at, just young people who can come in with energy, a lot of, creativity, and just people that will come in and, be there for those kids and be the support, and, all the time, the role model that they need.
Sure. Sounds good. All right.
Folks, be patient with us at City Hall today. Some people have been displaced a little bit.
It was ironic. I was looking at the Eagle today, and they have the picture of the flooding, and then they talk about how the College Station City Council was working on water problems at Northgate.
Yeah, that was an addition to our water master plan last night.
Yeah.
It was a water feature we were not expecting. So what we've got the mayor's office, city secretary, and city manager's office, the staff all in those having to do business elsewhere today. So things are drying out and so forth. Hopefully we'll start getting back to normal on Monday. But if you have business to conduct on that south side of City Hall today, it's going to be a mess. But we'll make sure you get to the person you need and get the information you need.
And in 3 months, it'll smell funny. I don't care what happens.
Yeah, we're going to be hanging those little pine tree things all over the place.